What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I actually saved a woman's life in Nuremberg, Germany.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how'd you do this?
Oh.
Very
I'm finally going to tell the story. I've been kind of teasing it in the overnight, yeah.
And what Brett hasn't called to ask you more about
no,
it?
No, they have. They have. And when are you going to tell us the damn saving a woman's life in Nuremberg, Germany story? Well, there's the story. Here we go. So I was in Oktoberfest, which is in Munich. Got a little too tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to catch a train to Prague that night. Missed it. Had to take a train to Nuremberg. We were going to take a train the next morning, 6 a.m., from Nuremberg to Prague. Sitting in that train, 6 a.m., desolate. Like, the train is practically empty. We're sitting there. It's an old train. As we're going, we're seeing, like, the door flapping. We're sitting in our own little room. All of a sudden, my buddy goes, huh, is that a woman hanging off the train? I'm like, what? He's like, I think someone's hanging off the train. I peek, and sure enough, there's a woman on the side like this. As the train's going, we've been going for about like 5-6 minutes. She's on the side of the train, hanging on for dear life. Like, she ran to catch the train, must have slipped.
Come on.
I swear. Hanging off the side of the train like this, while the train's moving. And me and my buddy go, I reach down, I grab
her
by the
belt. Back it up for a second.
Yep.
His reaction to this is,
I'll never forget it.
Huh.
Yes.
Is that a woman hanging off the train?
Are you guys still drunk?
Huh. Is that a woman hanging off the train? I'm like, what? I was like, does she need help? And, like, I run up to get her, and sure enough, the door's flapping, and she's on the side of the train while the train's going, feet in the air, everything. I reach down, I pull her in, I grabbed her, like, by her back belt or whatever, I pulled her in, we lay her down, she's, like, laying on the floor, we pulled her in, me and my buddy, we pulled her into the train, and she's, like, laying on the floor, and it's, like, it felt like 7 minutes, but it was probably, like, 30 seconds.
Right.
And she's just, like, laying there breathing, and then she stands up, and she looks at me, and I'll never forget this, she looks at me, and she just goes, my shoes. And I look down and she doesn't have her shoes on. She must have kicked her shoes off,
right,
trying to catch onto the train. And then she gave me a big hug, gave my buddy a big hug.
And now you have two kids.
And no. And then I never saw her again. But who knows? Maybe she has two children, a couple of...
And nobody wrote about this?
No.
This was a nothing story?
No iPhone video of that?
No. About an hour later, someone from the train came by and said, I heard there was an incident. I'm like, yeah, it's an incident. You had a woman hanging off the train.
Wow.
Yep.
And that was all in what you consider one of the best trips you've ever had.
Well, that kind of was like a cool moment in the
trip.
Well,
it is a cool moment,
but yeah, no,
that's not what you went for.
No, I got drunk in Germany. That was fun.
Was she a local or you don't know?
I have no idea. She said my shoes, gave me a hug, and walked away.
That is impressive.
Yep.
How old was she, would you say?
Probably mid-30s.
Well, she had to have been young and strong to at least be able to hang on for that.
Yeah, I don't know how long she was hanging on necessarily. We were going for a while.
Well, enough for your friend to be like, that looks weird.
Yeah, he was like, because we couldn't tell from, we were like in the, like our own little compartment, had its own little door, like, the kids, was the second Harry Potter reference, but like that little roomed off, like where we're sitting, there's like a separate door to then the hallway. So like you had to look through two different doors, catch it just by the right angle. And I guess he was like, I think someone, I mean, he might not even said a woman. He's like, I think someone's off the train. And then we got up and ran over, and sure enough, she was sideways.
Wow.
Hanging onto the train.
Were you ever concerned you might fall?
No. It was right there. And I had my buddy holding on, and I reached over. No, it wasn't that. I don't think I was ever in danger.
I don't mean to be a jerk. What would you have done in that spot?
While he was telling a story in my head, I'm like, go find the train conductor. Tell them to stop the train.
Go find the camera crew.
There's no news, the Bradley Beach in Germany. News.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so that was a high point.
You've held on to that story for 12 years.
On the radio? I don't think I told it yet. No. I've teased it a whole bunch. I'm surprised I told it.
That's kind of like that. Impressive.
Yeah. So that's 100% true. Me and my buddy Christian Svoboda, we both helped this woman back on the train, hanging off of it.
Is he
Nuremberg, Germany.
Was he the nonchalant one?
Yes, he was the nonchalant one.
He doesn't get any credit. Sorry.
No, I came running.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was a great trip. I also had the most uncomfortable moment of my life on that trip as well, because while in Germany trying to put on lederhosen, I'm a big fella.
Why put it on what?
Lederhosen.
What's that?
The clothing. Pantyhose.
Yeah, like the clothing that the festival.
You put pantyhose on?
Well, yeah. I don't know if I would call it pantyhose, but you don't know what lederhosen, so it's kind of like.
No, I don't.
That's the pantyhosen thing.
You don't know what lederhosen are? It's like the German look with like the felt kind of.
So in Germany, be as the Germans?
Of course.
Okay.
Wait a second. So I gotta wear a Red Sox uniform when my son plays, but if I go to Germany, I'm not going to do as the Germans do?
Is your son the Chancellor of Germany?
It's Oktoberfest. You get into it.
Okay. So continue with your pantyhose story.
I went to a store to get a pair of lederhosen, and there was this very aggressive woman trying to squeeze me into lederhosen. And the hands were everywhere, Jerry. And it was the most awkward moment of my life, standing in the middle of the store, not in some back room, back window, you know, just right. Yeah, look, these might look good. I'm like, these are the biggest they got. Trying to put the fat kid in it. And then she's stuffing me in there. I was like, this was as awkward a moment as I've ever had in my life.
Wow. And that was all the best trip you've ever had.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stories from that trip. I also have...
Well, it's a guy's trip to Germany. Yeah. I would think you did.
I have the Golden Globe, the Golden Girl Strip Club, too. That was one of the funner moments I've ever had in Frankfurt, Germany.
Are these meaning older ladies?
Yeah. I swear. We're walking... If you've ever been there, they have like hype guys outside the club trying to pull you in.
Yeah.
So we're like walking the streets. We're like, let's have one more beer. We went into this club. There was a nice old woman sitting outside. Everything else was like a very aggressive young man. Oh, come inside. It's the best place, blah, blah. So we walked through and there was like a nice older lady sitting there. And she was like, we're going in just for a beer. We're not even interested in anything other than that, just to end the night.
Did you know what type of bar it was?
No. I mean, I knew there were probably women in there. They're all, but we go into the bar and all of a sudden, women just like her start coming walking out from the back and sit down next to us and ask us to buy them drinks. And they're in like lingerie and fur coats, and they're like in their 60s. And I was like, what is this?
How long did you stay?
I don't know, 3-4 hours.
That's right.
And then it was like we had a couple of beers and then we left. But it was hysterical.
That's interesting.
So yeah, I got a bunch of stories from that trip. Yeah, that was a great one.
You have a bad one?
A bad trip?
Yeah, because like I said, he has no idea what he's walking into Monday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday? When are you going? Sunday? Monday?
Monday. But I know I'm not saving someone hanging off a train. Damn well, sure.
That we do know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.